Lucian's Triumph of Galatea. Two brief clouds across the sky to one another, being scarred by birds, they stand on wavy air, push on neighbouring particles to make tunes. I permanently bound into the stuff of naked walls, slaked lime paste and coarse marble on canapes. Between points of compression, the china bones are see-through. This longitudinal nicety gasps up tempo as do I do resounds over shelves rusty in casting shapely hearts, or how the head holds a flood marker, gauges stubborn wet line marked in place of face, grinds pigment for speaking out of rooming it through violently spun air, blubbers a funnel for listening with what cannot be fanfare, stronger for liquid intake, concrete quibbles stick, but in itself does not vibrate, stocks of the same. If all surfaces are magnets, then we might travel cheaply outside to find ourselves encrusted at the navel with the body of a man or the torso of a horse, and buy it up in expectation of the pain in kick that is deployed as a mammal might be in enemy waters, where even dolphins have teeth, pulling away fast with what look like shells, AWOL, or just meeting up with the other local marine life, to search for patterns at the nth click tears, past standard gas stations, gestations in series, painted in black and orange. L'amour or L click, S click, P click, painted, spelled out in ribbons. Rhyme can be thick enough to resemble shades, enchanted for a pell of damage, designed for every day but mostly out of range. Between various small fires nightly, on TV, a dog chews a skirt and a scooter carries a bucket of water as a chariot carries a peacock to a jolly good show at the Battery Art House while a midriff attack bluffs an achingly breathless feet, driving.